Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Humor Outcast Radio. I'm Donna Kavanaugh, and thank you for joining us tonight. Tonight we're re-recording a show, and we have a special author with us. Actually, she's a comic, she's a career counselor and life coach, and she's got so many different things. And now to add to her resume, she was actually a well-known cartoonist, and now she's an author. And so I'm so happy to bring her in and do the show. And HO Press is publishing her coloring book. But we're going to talk about that because it's just a different type of coloring book, and I don't want to go through the whole thing without her bringing her in. So, Margie Cherry, are you here?
I am here, Donna. Hi, how you doing? Hello, everybody.
From the beginning, I love the idea of this book. We all see we see the coloring books out there for de-stressing and this and that, but this coloring book has such a unique and different slant. So I want you to tell us how it came to be, because that brings in your whole history of how you got into this, and then we'll bring it up to present tense. See, there's a method to my madness. So,
okay.
So tell us a little bit first about your background and how this came to be.
Okay. Well, in 1990, I became a mom. And at the time, I was an illustrator. That's what I did for a living. I was an illustrator and writer. And I had children, and it was wonderful. It was blissful. But it was also super stressful. And, you know, no matter how many people tell you what the reality of having kids is, nobody really prepares you for the tough parts. So I was really struggling. And, you know, of course, in those days, they didn't really talk about postpartum depression. So what did I know? I just thought it was, you know, I was, you know, not handling things well. But because I was an illustrator, I started keeping a journal. And as an illustrator, instead of, you know, having a journal just with words, I started to doodle. And my doodles kind of grew. And what I ended up with, Donna, I thought was ideas for a greeting card line for stressed out moms. So, you know, again, it was 1990. They weren't really, you know, the whole mom thing hadn't really taken off yet. And I submitted these illustrations for greeting cards, these companies, and they just kind of laughed at me. They said, well, you know, they don't say happy birthday. They don't say happy anniversary or get well or sympathy.
You had no holiday associated with them.
Right. Maybe Mother's Day, but that was it. So they, you know, they didn't know what to make of me. And they all said, you know, thanks, but no thanks. But by the way, I'm a new mom, and I thought the nanny one was hysterical and the sleeping baby was hysterical. So please let me know if you ever get this published. Great. So I call myself the accidental cartoonist because I really started out to be to have these cartoons be part of a greeting card line, but because they got rejected, I needed to do something else with them. And at the time, that's when parenting papers started to come out, the free parenting papers, and I noticed that my local one, Metro Kids, didn't have a comic. And, you know, to me, when you pick up a newspaper, what's the first page you turn to? The cartoon pages. So, you know, because I was so shy, I called the editor and said, you know, are you interested in a cartoon? And they said, and she said, Nancy Lissagore at MetroKids said, sure, do you have any samples? And I said, yeah. So I had all these drawings that I had made for greeting cards. So they started publishing them once a month, and the rest is history. For 14 years, I turned my frustrations into funnies. And, you know, my poor children and husband, they were the butt of all my jokes, of course. So
it's always the way it is with humor.
it always is, because humor is problem, and the solution is humor. You know, you always start out with a problem, and always did I have problems. So that was how I started. And like I said, it went for 14 years. And then I became a career counselor, but that's a whole other story.
It was the Margie Cherry chapter two.
Right, exactly. It's way too long a story to tell here, but trust me on this, it was a really good transition. But now I had this, like, incredible meeting with you, and it was like, oh, my gosh, we can do this. You know, coloring books are big. The cartoon was black and white. It really lent itself to this. And I thought, what a cool thing. Now that the mommy stuff is really big and adult coloring books are big, why not, you know, put those two things together and revive the cartoon? So that's what
right.
we did.
And you know, the funny thing is that when you had the brainstorm back in the 1990s and early 2000s, it's so funny that we needed the advent of the internet to bring it
right.
to fruition, because
right.
Newspapers were not interested in what goes on in a mother's life.
You had
little snippets from famous writers like Norma Bombach or something like that. The
right.
closest you got to cartoons and comics were, and it wasn't about really motherhood, was like the female Kathy or something like that, but there was nothing.
Right.
Family Circus was more toward the dad's idea.
Right,
so
right.
So they just sort of pushed aside the mother.
Right. You know, people thought that mothers were pretty saintly and that every
yeah.
mother was
and didn't get mad.
And yeah, yeah. And, you know,
didn't drop the
really...
F-bomb.
Never.
They just
thought that, oh, we were just so happy to be moms. And, of course, we were. But nothing really was addressing, you know, the angst and the frustration of motherhood. So, you know, at the time, I was doing something that, you know, it didn't seem that revolutionary to me. It was just my life on paper. But, the timing, like you said, was funny because all of a sudden, once the internet started and people started, you know, the mommy bloggers started, it just, the whole mommy culture exploded. So it became a whole different story. So,
well, because mommy bloggers were sitting there waiting for somebody to commiserate with them or make
right.
them laugh or just say it's okay to get mad, it's okay to lose your cool. And
right.
they
and,
didn't
yeah.
have that. And you come in with this whole humorous slant that they don't have to, which sounds so horrible, but which people didn't have to read long-winded things. It was like a picture right in front of them with the funny captions. And
right.
it just
right.
made things right there for them. And not to brush past the whole serious idea of this, it also brought in, which you said, maybe you had postpartum depression, or maybe you were
mm-hmm.
you did have what they used to call the blues, you know, after
right,
having kids.
Right,
so
right.
you just brought a new, you gave people a chance, or gave women and moms a chance to sit there and recognize that, hey, this could be happening to me. I get it. Maybe I need
right.
to go talk to somebody.
I wish I could say I was performing a public service, but I was really just trying to get my own crazy angst and
right.
neuroticism out. And, you know, that you said something in the beginning that really struck me just a minute ago. You said, you know, other moms were waiting to hear that other people, that somebody else was saying, I feel that way too. And to me, you know, it was one thing for me to get it out on paper, to get my own angst out on paper. But what I loved when I started actually sending the cartoon out is every once in a while I would hear back from readers, you know, not very often because it was kind of a one-way deal. I would send it out and it would get published in the paper. But whenever I would meet somebody and they'd find out that's who I was, they would go, oh, my God, I cut out your cartoon. It's been hanging on my refrigerator for months. That's exactly how I feel. It was like you were looking over my shoulder watching my life. And boy, oh, boy.
About validation, right?
Oh, my
mm-hmm.
gosh. So, yeah, I mean, think about it. Moms in our culture are so isolated. We're not in a communal space. And if
mm-hmm.
we're suffering or we don't have, like, you know, these wonderful, pure, blissful thoughts of motherhood, we really feel like there's something wrong with us and we feel alone. And
have the confidence. You all run into the mothers who they look like super moms. They all know
right.
the right foods. They never go through a McDonald's drive-through. Their kids take scheduled
no.
naps.
Right. Oh, I remember a friend of mine saying when she was pregnant, my baby will never touch a hot dog. Well, you know how that turned out, you know?
In 5 days a week. She slices it in half.
You got it. So it was great to let people know that they weren't alone, and it made me feel so much better, too.
Yeah, see? And, you know, it's funny, a point you brought up. With you, when I started, when my column was syndicated, people nowadays they want to hear feedback right away. But when we were doing newspapers, you didn't get to hear that feedback because it was published, and unless somebody went through the paper to find out who you were and send you a note
right.
via mail,
you didn't
get to know. So when that person got back to you, you know you made such an impact because
it wasn't just
give me an email, click on a link, send her a note. They actually had to go do and
right,
put a stamp
right.
on it.
Exactly. Well, and the one time that I really knew that we had readers was when we published one of my cartoons called Be Your Own Nanny. And mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember this one, but it says, be your own nanny. Be a working mom without the guilt. Be a stay-at-home mom without the stigma. Hire yourself. No more criminal background checks. Pay yourself. Claim a 10% child care credit. Spend real quality time with your kids at the same time you're practicing a fast-paced and challenging new career. Call 1-800-NANNY-YOURSELF. And you know what I'm going to say? The paper is inundated with phone calls complaining that the number didn't work.
The number didn't work. I swear to you, that was going to happen.
Yeah. So they were, I mean, this was really resonating with people. They actually were eager to, you know, to find a meaningful career while raising their own children.
And what does that say to you, too, right?
Number one,
it's so funny that they thought it was a real number. But on a deeper level, that they were trying to really turn this into, how can I make this into a career since I'm doing it now anyway?
Right,
how can I make
it
more meaningful? Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Or more practical. Maybe not meaningful, but I get money. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, you know, if we could have made it work, we would have made it work. But at least
you could have had a nanny company. My God, you could, you know.
That could have been my business. Who knew? But at least I knew the people were reading it, which was great.
That's amazing because that was the only way. So I say when people say that, like back in the olden days of newspapers, I think, you know, that was the best thing. When you got a response and something, whether it was negative or positive, you knew that people were actually reading, which made everything seem so much better.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. So while you were doing this, you also, your cartoons were picked up in Funny Times, you a lot of different places. And I wonder, I have to sit back and wonder if that greeting card company then said, God, we were stupid. We missed this whole thing.
I hope so.
Apparently they didn't have much foresight with this. They just went through, you know. But it's so funny that, you know, as your kids got older, you know, as we got more tech, more into the tech world, that the doors were opening a little bit more and people were saying, you know what, this is an audience we really need to address.
So I
give you kudos for that because, and I don't know if it led to you wanting to go into the psychology end of things, but it really hit, like something where women might have been struggling with and you gave them that amazing bit of laughter, which we all know, humor cures so many ills.
Absolutely.
And,
I mean, laughter, frankly, is better than sex.
as far as
being a stress reliever, and we laugh at that. But I used to do these mom's comedy workshops, which I guess we can talk about too. But when I was in the mom's comedy workshop, I had actually done a little research, and I made a checklist. You know, all of the ways that sex relieves stress, and all the ways that laughter relieves stress, and laughter beat out sex. Don't tell your husband.
Yeah.
Don't tell him.
I know. It releases more endorphins. Right?
And dopamine.
Laughter releases.
It diminishes pain. It relaxes your muscles. It promotes bonding. And it even increases your respiration, so you do a lot of heavy breathing too, which, you know, the same thing you do with men. So,
you just don't say, oh, God, all that much.
Right.
That's really funny thing, and then you might still say it anyway.
Right. So it was amazing what I discovered along the way when I was doing it too. And, you know, talking about what you spoke about earlier about sometimes when you were doing things in the newspaper, how you wouldn't hear back, that's how I became not only an accidental cartoonist first time around, but then I became an accidental stand-up comedian, which I never intended to do. But taking a comedy writing class, I ended up doing this and getting that immediate response from the audience, Donna, that, you know what I'm
talking about. Was that addictive?
Oh, my gosh. It was crack. You know, it was total crack. And after years of being, you know, home alone with the kids and just sending out the cartoon by mail, when you finally get the actual face-to-face feedback, oh, my gosh. I mean, you as a writer know this. That, you know, it's a lonely profession we've chosen.
Yes.
So it was great. And from that led to my doing workshops where I taught other moms how to relieve the stress of parenting through, you know, by creating humor. I taught moms how to use comedy, which is actually how I ended up getting into psychology. But again, that's another story.
You say it's a whole different story, but it's not. Like, you can see the transition so clearly. Can't see the forest from the trees, but from somebody else looking in, you see how that transition, how it could have come about. And it really is. And there's, I think of my friend Nancy Burke, who is a clinical psychologist, PhD from Vanderbilt, and she does stand-up comedy. She writes a ton of humor, and her thinking is a lot the same, is that how humor really does break down a lot of different barriers. And you do it also through the cartoons. And as we become a much more visual world, which we are every single day, the cartoons bring it home even more.
Right,
and the one thing I want to tell people, too, about these cartoons and this coloring book is that even though you started to write them way back when, and now I'm making your daughters seem like they're old, and you're not girls, you're really not old, you're young, young women, but they're timeless. Because it doesn't matter what generation the mom came from or where she is now or if she's just starting out. It's still timeless because you still have the same angst when you head into that chapter of your life. Nothing changes with that.
That's right. Thank you for saying that, because I really think that's true. And I've gotten a lot of feedback. Most of my coworkers are millennials now, which is hysterical.
Do you want to, hit them?
And they love them, so that makes me so happy that, I think I was onto a good idea at a time when maybe the rest of the world hadn't caught up yet, but they're still out, they're still just as relevant today as they were then.
Yeah, absolutely, and maybe even more so because not so much, I think like the generation before us, I feel like we still had choices with working at home and working, being a stay-at-home mom and working outside the home, and even though we still faced prejudice no matter which way we went, I felt like our generation wasn't the most supportive of each other. But the generation before, they didn't have that choice. Mm-hmm. So it's really just like from our generation on, and now it's even more. There is no stigma whether you stay home or work outside the home, but the pressure on these women coming into motherhood now, I feel, is even more than our generation.
It's huge. See me nodding? Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We went from having no choice about being outside the home or inside the home to having all the choices, and now it's almost come down to the point where we really don't have a choice because our whole culture is a two-income culture now, and there's so much pressure. Like I said, so many of my coworkers are very, very young, and I see that pressure, and it breaks my heart, but that, that creates an even greater need for stress relief. What I find is really fun is, especially when I was doing my workshops with women where I was teaching them to use humor, that number one, just having the laughter is great, but then when somebody's able to create their own humor and take their own problems and their own frustrations and flip them on their head by them creating humor around it is so empowering, and that's like super double extra stress relief. So that's really... when I set out to do this coloring book, I didn't want it just to be sort of, nothing against the other coloring books. They're wonderful, but they're like passive and they help to zone you out, which sometimes, God knows, we just need to zone out. But the way this one is structured, it has, the coloring pages, but also the cartoon it yourself pages. And that kind of, it revs you up and energizes you. So I say it's like having a glass of Chardonnay in one hand and shots of espresso in the other.
Right.
You know?
It
relaxes you, but it also energizes you, because I think when you're going through stressful times, you can just have a glass of Chardonnay to relax, and that's wonderful and it serves its purpose. But when you can then take control and command of your problems and do something with them, it just feels so great. And so to me, the benefits just double when it comes to doing.
If you can if you can have that little bit of control back. And even though if it's temporary in the world of parenting, if you have that little bit of control back where you can just laugh at it, and not only as a parent, but it has to help out whether you're married or, you know, a marriage, because you're learning to put humor back into your marriage, or
right.
whatever your domestic situation is, or even as a single mom, to be able to sit there. It also puts some kind of balance back into your adult world outside of being a parent. So
that's
it sort
so
of covers
true,
everything
Donna.
What
yeah.
you do in that cartoon, in the, with the
right.
cartoon.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it really does. I used to teach a program for single moms, and I would often use my cartoons as illustrations for problems we would discuss that week. And it was perfect because it's like, especially, you know, by using humor to get to a more serious subject, people really tend to open up that way. And yes,
absolutely.
So that's true. I never even thanks, Donna. I never even thought about that. Yes, it works for every population.
It does.
When
putting together the book and looking at the book and reading it, like you could see how it would, you know, not just the mom, but whoever's else is in that house. It could even be the siblings of the babies or whatever,
right,
you know.
Right,
like, it's just
right.
humor is so on this level, although, well, humor is so subjective, but the universality of humor,
right.
did I say the right word? But however it is, it gets people to just sit back a little bit, look at it, sometimes the most absurd situation, and just start to laugh.
Absolutely.
Right?
Let me tell you, that the reason that my children are alive today is because I learned to laugh.
You know, the reason why my daughter's alive today, I didn't homeschool. That's why she's alive today.
That's true, too. That is absolutely true. I don't know how mothers do it. And if you're out there and you're listening and you homeschool your kids, God bless you a million times.
I don't know how you did it. 10 minutes on a snow day, I was ready to run away.
Oh my gosh.
So look, we're almost out of time. So I want to tell people about the book.
Right.
So this is an unbelievable book. Okay, but I'm gonna let you tell about the book. I want you to give the title. I want to give you a brief. I know we talked about what's your favorite aspect of this book? If you had to pick one aspect.
I think my favorite aspect is the opportunity, you know, like I said a minute ago, to have people get inspired by what they're seeing in the cartoons and the coloring pages themselves, but then create their own humor. Because, again, like I said, I found that so empowering for myself. It's what saved my sanity through postpartum depression, was to be able to come up with these funny ideas to resolve, you know, the stuff that was going through my head about being a mom. So, you know, I think the cartoons are really fun. I'd love to make people laugh. I love to reach people through that. I want them to color them because they're black and white. They're crying out for color. You know, break out your markers. This is a great coloring opportunity. But
and we want to tell people, too, the book is called Mom's Comedy Coloring Book. And
Let's
we want to tell
kids
people
have all the fun.
That's right. And we're going to be we're going to be doing a contest with the book, where because in this book Marjorie has create your own cartoons, and
right.
We're going to invite people to send them to your publisher, me. And you have to put a postage stamp because you have to snail mail them for this. We're going to look at them. We're going to pick a winner. We're going to promote that cartoon, and the winner is also going to get a great T-shirt with showing off Margie's cartoons. So this is going to be a lot of fun with this book, and so I'm excited about it. And we just have a lot of cute things planned for it. And I don't know. I just think it's going to hit a lot. So many young mothers, teenage mother, just the whole age group.
And grandmothers. My sister's a grandmother, and she and all her friends love these cartoons. Like, they're hysterical because not only have they lived through it once, but they're living through it again. So they're loving it. So.
And you know what? And then they get to say this time around, ha, 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 see?
That is correct. Absolutely. I'm so excited the fact that a whole new generation of moms is going to get to see some of the cartoons that really, you know, that I just loved creating, and I hope that they enjoy it as much as I enjoyed creating it.
And, and they'll pass it on because, as you said, it's just such an easy way of saying, hey, look, this made me laugh out loud. It made my day. Take a look at it. You
right,
know, so,
right.
So,
I hope
and
so.
The book
I
will
think
be out. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just so excited to be able to share these once again, because they're, you know, it's just a fun way to relax, you know, to be able to look at your life and laugh, and that's what this is all about.
And that is what it's all about. I mean, we say that all the time, that and I always appreciate humor, serious business. There's nothing that makes people's lives, just even if it's just a little bit better, if they learn to laugh at things.
And, you got it, Donna.
Yeah. So everybody, you're going to look for the book. It's September 15th is our target day. It will be out then. It will be available immediately on Amazon.com. And stay tuned. We'll be blasting it out about on HumorOutcast.com, and we'll be talking about it. We'll be doing, you'll see press releases out and interviews with Margie. So we're getting the book out quite a bit, and so we're looking forward to this.
Fantastic.
Margie, thank you.
Yay.
Yeah, and thanks for being with us. And this, and when this show airs in just a couple weeks, the book will be out, which will be awesome for people. And so thanks, everyone, in advance for listening and getting this wonderful book.
I second that.
You have a great night.